Chief Justice Roberts to swear in Trump, Kavanaugh to give oath to Vance. By Nick Gilbertson on January 16, 2025. President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance will be sworn in by a pair of U.S. Supreme Court justices on Monday. A senior source with Trump's inaugural committee confirmed to Breitbart News that Chief Justice John Roberts would swear in Trump. This is consistent with tradition, as chief justices typically swear in presidents. Breitbart News can confirm that Justice Brett Kavanaugh will swear in Vance. The U.S. Senate notes that vice presidents have selected various individuals to administer the oath since World War II, but most have opted for justices in recent decades. The Cincinnati Inquirer was the first outlet to report that Vance would take the oath from Kavanaugh. Justice Sonia Sotomayor swore in Vice President Kamala Harris. Justice Clarence Thomas swore in former Vice President Mike Pence. And former Justice John Paul Stevens administered the oath to then-Vice President-elect Joe Biden in 2009. Vance will be sworn in just before noon when Trump takes his oath and assumes the role of president once again. After the swearing-in on the western front of the U.S. Capitol, Biden will have a farewell ceremony. Trump and Vance will then head to the president's signing room near the Senate chamber, where the newly sworn-in president traditionally signs nominations. The inaugural congressional luncheon will also be held at the Capitol before Trump and Vance review the troops. Then, the presidential parade will head down Pennsylvania Avenue from the Capitol to the White House. Trump, who has an ambitious policy plan for day one, will also have a signing ceremony once back at the White House. He notably detailed plans last month to sign executive orders on immigration and energy and to protect children from transgender ideology. In the evening, Trump is scheduled to speak at three inaugural balls: the Commander-in-Chief Ball, the Liberty Inaugural Ball, and the Starlight Ball. These balls will conclude the ceremonies commencing Trump's return to the presidency. The inauguration is forecast to be one of the coldest in recent history. As of Thursday evening, Apple Weather projected a blistering low of 10 degrees for Monday and a high of 23 degrees for Capitol Hill. Weather Underground shows that during Biden's inauguration on January 20, 2021, the high temperature at nearby Ronald Reagan International Airport, DCA, was 45 degrees, and the low temperature was 31 degrees. On January 20, 2017, the day of Trump's first inauguration, the high temperature was 49 degrees, and the low was 40 degrees.